The Osgood Files, sponsored by LiftMaster, a champion of garage and gate safety. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It doesn't happen very often, but it happened last June. The Yankees drafted a pitcher from West Point.
This kid's got a great arm. He's got a great breaking ball.
And he's also pretty good with one of these.
Shooting the big howitzers, like the 105-millimeter cannons.
He's an artillery commander, just in case the pitching thing doesn't work out. More after this from Charlie. Alex Robinette, age 22, is a pitcher with the Yankees, the Staten Island Yankees, that is, drafted to the farm team in the 32nd round of the MLB draft and only the 12th player ever to be drafted from West Point. The reason it's so rare for a ball player to be drafted from West Point is that as a second lieutenant assigned to the 82nd Airborne, Robinette has certain other obligations, as he told CBS News correspondent Don Daler.
Is there a good chance you'd get deployed? There's a good chance. Just something I want to do after having gone through West Point and knowing my friends are going to be doing that too. I want to be right there with them.
Robinette showed his talent for pitching from childhood and was recruited by several schools, including Duke and Gonzaga, but his dream was always to be in the military.
Once I chose to go to West Point, I realized the chances of making a career out of baseball were going to be significantly lowered.
But he was so good on the West Point team with a 2.01 ERA, 8 complete games, and a no-hitter, that Staten Island Yankees manager Patrick Osborne thought it was worth the risk to draft Robinette, even if he could end up being deployed.
Because he's opening eyes, and he's a bulldog on the mound.
Normally, West Point graduates are committed to serving 5 years active duty in the military, but if Robinette pitches well enough to get offered a contract, the Army has the discretion to let him join the team after 2 years. At which point, I'm pretty sure his nickname would be the Howitzer. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.